You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Today is Monday, June 22nd, 2020, and it's your girl, Fun Strong James, bringing you another conversation that I had with my Lord and Savior this morning. So I want to kick it off by asking you a question. Has someone ever given you their word that they would do something, but they never came through? Has that ever happened to you where someone said they were going to do something, they gave you their word, and they may have even said, I promise, I'm going to do it, I promise. But they didn't come through. They didn't do what they said they would do. True confession, I know I have given my word regarding being somewhere at a certain time, and I didn't quite honor my word or the time I gave. And that's usually because I have done something to cause my delay. But the feeling I have of not honoring my word makes me not want to do that ever again. It's like, and it's not that I don't do it, you know, again, because I've done it numerous times over the course of my life where I've said, yeah, I'm gonna be there at 2 o'clock and it's 2:05 when I arrive, or it's 2:15 and I justify it. But then I feel bad because I didn't do what I said I was going to do. And so I resolve to try again. Like, okay, next time, you know, don't wait till the last minute to start getting ready. Or, you know, when I wake up, go ahead and get moving. Like, I start trying to tell myself, this is what you need to do to change that so that you won't be feeling this way, and so that the person won't feel like, you know, she says one thing but does another. Because you don't want that reputation, right? You want people who honor their word. I love when people honor their word. I love when people go out of their way to make sure what they said actually happens. Now, like I said, I'm progressing, okay? I'm progressing for sure, because I'm not who I used to be. But this morning as I was reading the word of God, Isaiah 31 is where I turned to in my scriptural surprise. Verse 2 stood out to me. It says, but he also is wise and brings disaster. He does not go back on what he says. He will rise up against the house of the wicked and against the allies of evildoers. This morning, the Holy Spirit reminded me that I have his word. I can count on his word, that he is faithful to his covenant. He does not go back on what he says. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19, in the CEV translation, it says, God is no mere human. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises. I heard a minister say that the stars are still suspended in the sky after God spoke one word. Think about that. He doesn't have to make sure that them stars are up there every day. He spoke the one word. He spoke the word, and that was that. When he spoke that word in Genesis, we still can look up today and see those same stars. He spoke one word. Oh, y'all, that gets me excited to know that I serve a God who does not go back on his word, a God who doesn't tell lies or changes his mind, hallelujah, and a God who always keeps his promises. See, we're mere humans. See, the verse in Numbers 23:19 says, God is no mere human, but we are mere humans. We lie. We don't keep our word. We make promises we can't keep or don't keep. We do all of that, but not God. He doesn't do any of that. So be encouraged this morning, because I was definitely encouraged when the Holy Spirit gave me these words. He said, I can turn anything around. I can turn anything around. When he said it to me, y'all, I felt that so strong. Like, Lord, he's like, I can turn anything around. You know, we sit up here and get worried about what we see with our eyes. We get worried, you know, with sickness, and we get worried with finances. We get worried with our children. We get worried with what's going on in our world. But God said, I can turn anything around. So if God says that, and we go back and look at the Bible, his word, he says, I don't go back on what I say. So if he telling me I can turn anything around, he not going to go back on that. He also said, I make you clean as snow. I make you white as snow. Clean as snow. White as snow. That means, ooh, thank you, Lord. That means he can wipe away all of the stains. He can erase all of the stains that are on me. All of the stains that are on you. He can make us white as snow with red blood. Ooh, his blood was shed for us, for our sins. And he can make us white as snow with red blood. Come on now. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Y'all, he can do whatever he wants, especially when we surrender. And the best part about it is that you can count on it. You can count on God doing what he said he would do. You have his word. And that's so encouraging to me this morning. We have his word. We have God's word. Literally. Literally, we have his word, the Bible. We have his word. It's like when we start dealing with things, where do we go first? Do we go to his word first? Where do you go first when you start dealing with things? I know for me, I go in the prayer closet and my Bible is right there with me because God's word is true and God is faithful to his word. He doesn't tell lies. He doesn't change his mind. God always keeps his promise. That's encouraging this morning. Now, here's the question. And yes, it's probably going to be your assignment question too. What word has God given you that the enemy has tried to come in and seed doubt in your mind? What word has God told you? What has he told you? What has he told you about your children? What has he told you about your relationships? What has he told you about your career? What has he told you about your family? What has he told you? Write it down and be reminded this morning that if God said it, that settles it. Amen. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this Monday morning's episode. These are your assignments for today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what word has God given you that the enemy has tried to seed doubt? Write down what God has said to you so that you can go back and remind yourself of it when things don't look like what he said yet. Did you hear that part? The yet part. Because see, sometimes things are not going to look like what he said. But you have to go back and be reminded of what he said. That's why it's so important to have a journal to write down what he says to you. So that when the enemy try to come in and make you doubt what God said, you go back and look at your journal and be like, nope. This is what the Lord told me. This is what the Lord said, and I may not see it, but I trust him because he is not a man that he should lie. He does not go back on his word. If he said it, that settles it. That settles it. That's it. All right, y'all. That's it for this episode of On Assignment by God. I appreciate you so much for listening. Share this podcast. Make sure you let all of your friends and family members know, hey, you should be tuning in to On Assignment by God. It's a daily podcast. It comes out every single day. And it is basically my conversation with God from that morning. So make sure you sign up for the podcast, subscribe, and then also go to onassignmentbygod.com and subscribe to the blog so that you can get on my email list and that you can hear from me whenever I got some stuff I need to share with you. Okay? All right. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.